Like HOFAT 1, HOFAT 2 was equipped with handles. Unlike those on HOFAT 1, these handles were adjustable. When Patrick felt like walking, the handles could be moved apart, so he could pull one and Roland the other. When Patrick felt like riding, Roland moved the handles together so he could pull on his own. They stopped at noon for a meal. When it was done, Patrick crawled into the back of HOFAT 2 for a snooze. Roland waited until he heard the boy, for so they continued to think of him, no matter what his age, snoring, then turned to her. "What fash is thee, Susanna? I'd have you tell me. I'd have you tell me, Dan Dean, even though there's no longer a Tet, and I'm your Dean no more." He smiled. The sadness in that smile broke her heart, and she could hold her tears back no more, nor the truth. "If I'm still with you when we see your tower, Roland, things have gone all wrong."
"How wrong?" he asked her.
She shook her head, beginning to weep harder.
"There's supposed to be a door. It's the unfound door, but I don't know how to find it. Eddie and Jake come to me in my dreams and tell me. I know. They tell me with their eyes, but I don't. I swear I don't."
He took her in his arms and held her and kissed the hollow of her temple. At the corner of her mouth, the sore throbbed and burned. It wasn't bleeding, but it had begun to grow again.
"Let be what will be," said the gunslinger, as his own mother had once told him. "Let be what will be, and hush, and let Kaa work."
"You said we'd outrun it."
He rocked her in his arms, rocked her, and it was good. It was soothing.
"I was wrong," he said, "as thee knows."